This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert is still trailing Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. Frisch currently leads Boebert by just 2,500 votes. But CPR's Dina Sieg says the Republican told supporters that she believes she will win.
The incumbent congresswoman stopped short of declaring victory. At her election night watch party, Boebert said, quote, "We will have this victory." She also expressed frustration that there wasn't a final vote tally Tuesday.
We have countries who count all of their votes on the same day, and you deserve the same here in America.
Boebert was heavily favored to win the majority conservative district, which covers much of the western slope. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Meanwhile, a proposition to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is still too close to call. Prop 122 is slightly ahead with 51% of the vote as of 12:30 this afternoon. CPR's Ben Marcus was at last night's election night watch party.
Well, it felt like a reunion of Amendment 64, the ballot measure to legalize recreational cannabis in Colorado. A lot of the same figures were pushing the psilocybin, some of the same donors, some of the same folks who wrote Amendment 64 were there. I think this is the logical next step in the progressive drug policy movement was psilocybin.
Though the measure does not allow for storefront sales, it does create a path for licensed healing centers where people can consume psilocybin in a regulated setting. This is CPR and KRCC. Coming up, we're listening to Here and Now, and starting at 2 o'clock, President Joe Biden is set to give a speech about the election results across the nation. We will have that live for you right here.